Chapter 9. Suddenly, Darcy heard a loud knock at the apartment's front door. Brian turned in surprise.
"Darcy," cried a familiar voice from the other side of the door. "Are you okay? Let me in."
Darcy recognized her father's voice. Before she could react, the front door smashed inward.
"Daddy!"
Darcy yelled. Seeing him, Brian let go of Darcy and took a step away from the couch. Without a word, Dad charged into the small living room like a speeding freight train. He gripped Brian's neck and thrust his body forward. Caught off guard, Brian barely had a chance to raise his arms before he slammed into the far wall of the living room. The impact of Brian's head against the plaster caused two pictures to crash to the floor.
"Daddy!"
Darcy screamed as her father pounced on Brian, seizing his neck again and glaring in anger. Brian's eyes were bright with fear and sweat glistened on his forehead.
"Did you try and hurt my girl?" Dad growled. "I didn't mean nothing. I didn't mean to."
"Daddy, it was a mistake," Darcy pleaded.
"Don't you say anything, Darcy,"
her father yelled, still holding Brian by his throat.
"I can tell by the looks of things you didn't come here to babysit. You and I are going to talk about that in a minute."
Darcy felt her face burn with shame, but she said nothing. Her father turned back towards Brian, who suddenly seemed much smaller.
"Now, I don't know what you were thinking, but the next time a girl tells you to back off, you listen. And if you ever mess with my daughter again, it'll be the last mistake you make. You hear me, boy?"
Brian nodded nervously, and Dad pushed him aside in a gesture of contempt and anger. Darcy ran over to her father and threw her arms around him.
"Daddy, I'm sorry," she said.
"Come on, let's get you home," her father said coldly.
As they walked out of the apartment, Darcy turned back to see Brian. He glared at her and then slammed the apartment door shut. Darcy and her father were in the corridor alone.
"I'm glad I decided to bring dinner to you,"
her father said angrily, picking up a covered dinner plate next to the Mason's door.
"I felt bad about you having to work while the rest of us were eating. I thought it would be a nice surprise if I bought you a hot meal. But when I got to the door, I heard all this yelling and then I heard a crash."
"Dad, I'm sorry,"
Darcy repeated, tears welling in her eyes.
"Darcy, I trusted you," her father yelled as they walked home. "Do you have any idea what could have happened?"
"But Dad, I
don't want to hear it, Darcy. What you did was stupid. I'm so angry right now, I don't even want to look at you. Don't ask me to trust you again, not after this."
Her father stormed off and Darcy followed, tears streaming down her face. She had never been in this much trouble, and she had never felt more alone.
"I tried to stop Dad," Jamie said later that night, "but he wanted to bring you dinner.
I knew it was a bad idea for you to sneak over Brian's. At least for once, I'm not the one getting in trouble."
Darcy grunted. She didn't even look at Jamie, who was sitting on the opposite side of her bed.
"So what happened anyway?" Jamie asked.
"Look, I don't want to talk about it right now, okay?"
Darcy snapped. She could tell that her father had not told Jamie anything about what had taken place at the Mason's apartment. Darcy was grateful that Jamie did not know. Jamie liked to gossip, and Darcy knew that all of Bluford would talk about how her father beat up Brian if her sister got the story.
"Sorry,"
Jamie said, getting up from the bed.
"Don't worry, Darcy. Dad doesn't stay angry long. I should know."
Darcy closed her bedroom door after Jamie left. In the quiet of her bedroom, she rubbed the dark bruise where Brian had gripped her arm. She could not believe what had happened just hours earlier, and she did not know what to think about Brian. Part of her feared him. He should have stopped touching her when she asked him to. Of this, Darcy was certain. But she was not convinced that he was totally to blame. Perhaps he did not understand how serious she was when she told him to stop. Or maybe she should have talked to him before they got so physical, or before she agreed to be alone with him. Darcy shuddered as a wave of guilt, shame, and confusion washed over her. Lying in her bed, Darcy remembered how hard she fought Brian and how frightened she had been. No matter what she should have done, Darcy concluded, Brian should not have behaved so aggressively. He was the real guilty party.
There was no excuse for him to ignore her wishes or to act so violently. In twisted dreams, hours later, Darcy relived the experience over and over again, grateful each time that she woke up in her own bed and that her father had arrived when he did. The next morning, Darcy woke up in pain, her wrists and arms aching from the struggle with Brian. Listening to the silence of the gray morning, Darcy wondered where her father was and whether he had told her mother what happened. She was afraid to face them. She doubted if they would ever trust her again. Pulling the blankets up over her head, Darcy wished she could just go to sleep and not have to face her parents, Jamie, or anyone. Then she heard a knock on her door.
"Darcy, wake up! Lascelles Mason's on the phone," Jamie said.
Darcy winced at the sound of Jamie's voice. The last thing she wanted to do was talk to Lascelles.
"Can't you tell her I'll call her back?" Darcy asked.
"No, she says it's important." Darcy reluctantly got out of bed.
"Are Mom and Dad here?" she asked before opening her bedroom door.
"No, they went to get Grandma. They won't be back until this afternoon."
Relieved, Darcy walked into the hallway and grabbed the phone.
"Hi, Lascelles."
"Darcy, I'm sorry this is such short notice, but I need to get some extra studying done, and I wanted to know if you could babysit this afternoon."
Darcy took a deep breath. Brian must not have told his sister about what had happened. For an instant, Darcy hesitated, thinking of what to say.
"Lascelles, I won't be able to babysit Kalina anymore."
"What?"
Lascelles asked, her voice rising in surprise.
"Why not?"
Darcy looked over her shoulder to make sure Jamie was not listening. Lowering her voice, she spoke just above a whisper.
"Look, Lascelles, I just can't do it, okay?"
"Darcy, what's wrong? Did I do something?"
"It's not you." Darcy paused, debating whether to tell the truth.
"It's Brian."
"What did he do?" Lascelles asked, anger rising in her voice.
"I knew he was going to do something wrong. He had his eye on you since day one."
"What do you mean?"
Lascelles paused for a second. "Brian's a player, Darcy. He's a smooth talker and he's always chasing a pretty face and a nice body. Girls fall for it too. They're always calling him on his beeper. He's been a dog for years, though he won't admit it. I guess I thought you'd be smart enough to see through his act."
Darcy's face burned with anger and shame.
"Yeah, well, I guess you were wrong. I've been trying to get him to change his ways since he lost his football scholarship."
"He played college football?" Darcy asked, surprised.
"Division I for a while. He hurt his knee at the end of his first year. Then he started getting into trouble, and they kicked him out. That's why he never told you about it. He probably never told you about the baby he fathered either. Because of him, there's some poor girl out there, right just like me, trying to raise a child without a father.
Like I said, I've been trying to get him to straighten up his act, but he don't listen to nobody," Lascelles said bitterly.
"So tell me what happened."
"Look, it was nothing serious," Darcy said, trying to hide the anger she felt toward Brian. "But I just can't babysit anymore."
For several seconds, Lascelles remained quiet. Darcy knew she was waiting to hear her describe what had happened with Brian, but Darcy was not about to share her experiences with Lascelles, especially with Jamie nearby.
"I understand," Lascelles responded finally with a sigh. "Anyway, I'm beginning to add up 2 and 2. I'll bet this has something to do with the mess I found in the apartment when I came home last night. Brian told me some of his friends came over and got a little wild, but now I see it was something else. Something worse. I'm sorry, Darcy."
Darcy heard frustration and sadness in Lascelles' voice, and she felt bad about leaving Lascelles without a babysitter. Still, as she hung up, she knew there was no way she would spend another second in the Mason apartment. The silence in the living room seemed deafening. Lascelles' words ricocheted through her mind, filling her with rage. She had been fooled, she realized. Brian had lured her with his kind words. It had all been an act. Remembering her actions over the past weeks drove spikes of guilt into Darcy's heart. Guilt for spending time away from Grandma, for lying to her family, for hiding the truth from her friends. Ashamed of her behavior, Darcy also felt violated,
as if Brian had robbed her of something precious, trust. Several hours later, Darcy's parents returned home with Grandma. Carefully, Dad pushed the wheelchair through the front door and then directly into the far bedroom. Darcy immediately rushed to hug her grandmother, but he cautioned her.
She needs her rest, Darcy.
I thought she was better, Jamie replied.
She is, Mom explained, carrying several bags in from the car. She's just tired, that's all.
Mom looked 10 years older than the last time Darcy saw her. Her eyes were red and puffy, and deep lines marked her brow. Darcy did not know if her parents had discussed what happened with Brian, but for now, everyone seemed distracted by Grandma. Looking at her, she understood why. Grandma seemed more frail than Darcy had ever seen her. In the 2 days at the hospital, Grandma appeared to have shriveled inside herself. Deep purple bruises marked her arm where IV needles had been injected. When Dad emerged from the bedroom, he was out of breath and looking tired.
She's still feeling a little under the weather. After a few days of rest, she'll be better, he said.
But she's okay, right? Darcy asked nervously. Dad walked over and sat on the sofa.
Grandma needs her sleep so she can get strong again. That fall took a lot out of her, but her spirit is strong. She'll be back on her feet again. It'll just take some time, Dad explained.
But as he spoke, Darcy noticed he did not make eye contact with her.
The doctor says it's okay for her to sleep as much as she does, but we gotta make sure she eats. Aside from that, there's no medicine for what's going on with Grandma except time and love.
Mom wiped tears from her eyes several times while Dad talked. Despite her father's hopeful words, Darcy sensed what was happening. Grandma might not get better, she thought. It seemed like only yesterday when Grandma sang in the church choir every Sunday morning, her voice booming songs about rising to heaven and going home. Now, maybe it was her turn. Or maybe Grandma would bounce back again as she had done many times before. Perhaps even tomorrow Grandma would wake up and tell old stories from her childhood. Then her eyes would twinkle again as she recounted memories of growing up in the South, her courtship with Grandpa, and the time Darcy's mother was born. Even though she had heard the stories before, Darcy wanted to hear them again. She wished they would never stop. Silently, Darcy prayed she would see Grandma's eyes sparkle again. Later that evening, Darcy sat alone at the kitchen table. Midway through her meal, her parents walked into the room and looked at her. Darcy braced herself as they sat at the table next to her.
Your father and I talked about what happened yesterday, Mom said sternly.
What were you thinking, girl? I cannot believe a daughter of mine would lie to her parents, especially while her own grandmother's in the hospital.
Mom, it was a mistake, Darcy pleaded.
You're damn right it's a mistake.
All right, Maddie. You stay out of this, Carl, Mom said firmly.
Darcy, who do you think you are running around with some boy who ain't even in high school and going to his apartment? You're lucky your father came in when he did.
I know, Mom.
Shut your mouth. You obviously don't know, or you wouldn't have been there. I trusted you. What kind of example are you showing your sister?
You can still trust me, Darcy Wills. It'll be a long time before I trust you again.
I am so upset. How could you do such a thing? And with Grandma being so sick.
Darcy's mother whispered the last words as if Grandma was listening in the other room.
Darcy shrugged her shoulders. Tears welled in her eyes.
I'm sorry.
Oh, you'll be sorry. You're grounded for a month, you hear me?
Darcy nodded and her mother stormed off. Dad followed her, but as he left, he gently patted Darcy's back.
It's gonna be okay, he whispered.
Ashamed, Darcy walked into her room, closed the door, and wept.